Welcome to Zikhu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Abram Golder and today Masechus Chulin Dav Kuf Chaf Ches, the ninth parak Orva Rotei. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Dafi Yomi worldwide. So the three Davs we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Reb Meir said that the blood of a shechted animal affects Heksher for its dangling Aver, even without the blood touching the Aver itself. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This Machokas is explained in six ways. Abai says they argue about Ochas Bekatan and Gado Olaimo, a partially divided item where if one holds and lifts the smaller part, the larger part does not come up with it but breaks away. Reb Meir holds Haru Kamo, the smaller part is still considered like one with the larger part. Therefore, the Aver is still considered part of the animal regarding Heksher. Reb Shimon holds it's considered separate. Reb Yochanan asks that this contradicts another ruling of Rabbi Meir regarding Ochel Shenifras, food of Truma which broke but remains partially attached. Reb Meir says, Im Ochas Bekatam Gado Oleimo, if one can hold and lift the smaller part, and the larger part will come up with it, they're considered one item, and a Tvul Yom who touches the smaller part is Matami the larger part. Rabbi Yochanan concluded, Muchlefes Hashita. Reb Meir's opinion is reversed here. Although one might argue that a Tvul Yom is more lenient, Rabbi Yochanan's point was according to Rebbe, who equates a Tvul Yom with ordinary Tuma. Point number two, Rabbi asked, Behema b'chayeha mashu tasi yad le'aver. Can a living animal become a yad for a dangling limb? The aver can become susceptible to food tuma, but the animal itself is not. If tuma touches the animal, will the aver become tame? This question is left unresolved. Amraim asked four additional questions about whether specific items which are not themselves susceptible to tuma can serve as a yad. For example, if a cucumber is planted in a non-perforated pot, Rabbi Shimon says that although the leaves inside the pot are impervious to tuma, the leaves which protrude outside the pot are susceptible to tuma. Abai asks whether the inside leaves can serve as a yad for the outside leaves. This question, as well as the three which follow, remains unresolved. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that after an animal dies, its dangling aver is tame as aver min hachai, but not as navela. The Gemara explains that the nafka mina concerns basar, which separates from the aver. Basar which separates from aver min hachai is not matame, whereas basar from navela is matame. We derive that aver min hachai is matame from kiyamus mina behema, and if there shall die from an animal, implying that even part of an animal, an aver, is matame. Tanaim exclude basar min hachai from being matame in three ways from this pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Mamisa she'eno osa chalifin, just as death doesn't generate a replacement, so too anything severed from a live animal is only matame if it doesn't generate a replacement, for example, an aver. This excludes basar, which can regenerate. Rabbi Kiva says that just as an animal has gidim ba'atzamos, sinews and bones, so too only something with sinews and bones, which separates from live animals, matame, excluding basar. They therefore disagree whether the kulya, the kidney, and nivsfasayim, the upper lip, are matame. They can't regenerate, but lack gidim ba'atzamos. Rebbe says that only an aver containing basar, gidim, and atzamos is matame, thus excluding the arkuva, the lower leg joint, which lacks flesh. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous Dav, Reb Meir said that the blood of a shechted animal affects Heksher for its dangling aver, even without the blood touching the aver itself, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This Machokas is explained in six ways. Abai says they argue about Ochas Bekatan and Gado Olaimo, a partially divided item where if one holds and lifts the smaller part, the larger part does not come up with it but breaks away. Reb Meir holds Haru Kamo, the smaller part is still considered like one with the larger part. Therefore, the aver is still considered part of the animal regarding Heksher. Rabbi Shimon holds it's considered separate. Rabbi Yochanan asks that this contradicts another ruling of Rabbi Meir regarding Ochel Shenifras, food of Truma which broke but remains partially attached. Rabbi Meir says, Im Ochas Bekatam Gado Oleimo, if one can hold and lift the smaller part, and the larger part will come up with it, they're considered one item, and a Tvul Yom who touches the smaller part is Matami the larger part. Rabbi Yochanan concluded, Muchlefes Hashita. Reb Meir's opinion is reversed here. Although one might argue that a Tvul Yom is more lenient, Rabbi Yochanan's point was according to Rebbe, who equates a Tvul Yom with ordinary Tuma. Point number two, Rabbi asked, Behema b'chayeha mashu tasi yad le'aver. Can a living animal become a yad for a dangling limb? The aver can become susceptible to food Tuma, but the animal itself is not. If Tuma touches the animal, will the aver become tame? This question is left unresolved. Amraim asks four additional questions about whether specific items which are not themselves susceptible to tuma can serve as a yad. For example, if a cucumber is planted in a non-perforated pot, Rabbi Shimon says that although the leaves inside the pot are impervious to tuma, the leaves which protrude outside the pot are susceptible to tuma. Abai asks whether the inside leaves can serve as a yad for the outside leaves. This question, as well as the three which follow, remains unresolved. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that after an animal dies, its dangling aver is tame as aver min hachai, but not as navela. The Gemara explains that the nafka mina concerns basar, which separates from the aver. Basar which separates from aver min hachai is not matame, whereas basar from navela is matame. We derive that aver min hachai is matame from kiyamus mina behema, and if there shall die from an animal, implying that even part of an animal, an aver, is matame. Tanaim exclude basar min hachai from being matame in three ways from this pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Galili says, Mamisa she'eno osa chalifin, just as death doesn't generate a replacement, so too anything severed from a live animal is only matame if it doesn't generate a replacement, for example, an aver. This excludes basar, which can regenerate. Rabbi Kiva says that just as an animal has gidim ba'atzamos, sinews and bones, so too only something with sinews and bones, which separates from live animals, matame, excluding basar. They therefore disagree whether the kulya, the kidney, and nivsfasayim, the upper lip, are matame. They can't regenerate, but lack gidim ba'atzamos. Rebbe says that only an aver containing basar, gidim, and atzamos is matame, thus excluding the arkuva, the lower leg joint, which lacks flesh. All right, so now we go to our siman daf kuf kaf ches, and our standard siman is 100 strong man. Kuf koach, 100 strong man. So here goes. At the 100 strong man contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it regarding heksher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yad for its dangling limb. Next to where some of the cow's severed flesh was placed, that was not matame. Once again, slow motion. At the 100 strong man contest, 100 strong men? That must be daf kuf kaf ches, kuf koach. At the 100 strong man contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it regarding heksher, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Reb Meir said that the blood of a shechted animal affects heksher for its dangling aver, even without the blood touching the aver itself. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This malchokas is explained in six ways. Abai says they argue about a partially divided item where if one holds and lifts the smaller part, the larger part doesn't come up with it, but breaks away. Rabbi Meir holds, Aryuhu Kamot, the smaller part is still considered like one with the larger part. Therefore, the aver is still considered part of the animal regarding heksher. Rabbi Shimon holds, it's considered separate. So at the 100 strong men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it regarding heksher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb, which reminds us, Rabbi asks, can a living animal become a yud for a dangling limb? The aver can become susceptible to food tuma, but the animal itself is not. If tuma touches the animal, will the aver become tame? This question is left unresolved. So at the 100 strong man contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it regarding heksher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb. Next to where some of the cow's severed flesh was placed, that was not matame, which reminds us, Tanaim exclude basar min hachai from being matame in three ways from a pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Galili says, Ma misa she'eno osa chalifin, just as death doesn't generate a replacement, so too anything severed from a live animal is only matame if it doesn't generate a replacement, such as an aver. This excludes basar, which can regenerate. Rabbi Kiva says that just as an animal has gidim ba'atzamos, sinews and bones, so too only something with sinews and bones, which separates from a live animal, is matame, excluding basar. So once again, at the 100 strong man contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it regarding heksher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb. Next to where some of the cow's severed flesh was placed, that was not matame. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back hazara. Daf kuf chav dalet. So the simmer daf kuf chav dalet is cookie dough. So here goes. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough novella flavor cookie dough. That must be on daf kuf chav dalet. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough novella flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2F kazesim of novella attached to it, since he didn't carry it. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if 2.5 zesim of novella were attached to a hide, Rav Shmuel says, Metame b'mas v'lo b'maga. It's metame through carrying, since he carried a full kazais at once, but it's not metame through touching because the two pieces are touched separately. Rav Akiva says, it's not even metame with masa. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough Nivela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2 half kazesim of Nivela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, but was dismayed when he heard that he did become tummy from flipping it over and touching the Nivela because yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, which reminds us Rabbi Shmuel taught that one who touches 2 half zesim attached to a hide remains tahor. Bar Pata says this is only if he touched the meat ma'achra, from behind, through the hide. But if he touched the meat directly from in front, yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, there is transmission of tumah through touching and again touching, meaning 2 simultaneous acts of touching the 2 half zesim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if he touched the 2 pieces directly, Rabbi Shmuel would rule him tahor because he holds ein nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough Nivela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2 half kazesim of Nivela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, but was dismayed when he heard that he did become tummy from flipping it over and touching the Nivela because yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, and was annoyed at his assistant who pointed out that had he put it on a splinter, he could have carried it around all day with no worry. Which reminds us, Ula said, if one stuck 2 half zesim on a splinter, even if he carries them back and forth all day, he remains tahor. The pasuk is written, nisa, that which is carried, but is read as nosei, one who carries, teaching, being a nosei who did nisa b'basachas. We require that one carries Nivela and it is carried as one, not in 2 pieces, each smaller than a kazayas. Daf kuf chafei, so the simmer daf kuf chafei is $1.25. So here goes. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25, $1.25? That must run daf kufraf hey. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matami by touching them, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kulisam meis, regarding a marrow bone from a dead body, but kulisam mukdashim, and a marrow bone from a carbon which became noser, one who touches them, whether they're closed or punctured, is tame. Although he cannot touch the marrow inside, the bone of a dead body is itself matame, midaraisa. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame by oel, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the marrow bone of a dead body is matame with maga, implying that it's not matame through mayo, one who forms a roof over it. Accordingly, the bone must have less than a kazayas of flesh. Furthermore, it cannot contain a kazayas of moach, marrow inside, because such enclosed tumah is bokas ba'ola. It breaks through its covering, meaning the bone, and rises, and would be matame through ohel. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame ba'ohel, another customer pointed out that they are already tame ba'ohel because they're above a mace separated by rope meshwork that's within a tefach of the body, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi says, Chavuli mita, v'sirigei chalonos, the interlaced ropes of a bed and the interlaced bars of a window can form a chetzitza between a lower and upper floor. Thus, if a mace is on the lower floor and someone on the upper floor touches a space opposite the holes in the meshwork, he remains tahor. However, if the ropes were spread out in the air over a mace, one who touches a space opposite the holes becomes tame through oil because the ropes do not form a chetzitza between the floors when they are not part of the structure. Daf Kuf Chavav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chavav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop, cuckoo bird clock, that must be on Daf Kuf Chavav. The man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazayas mace in its stomach and 2 men measuring its neck, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that kelpsha akho basar mace, if a dog ate flesh from a dead body and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house and its body containing the basar mace outside, there are 4 opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tumah enters the house through ohel, otherwise it does not. Yossi's statement is interpreted in 2 parts. So, the man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazayas mace in his stomach and 2 men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon says, Shosh tumos poshos mina mace. There are 3 tumos which emerge from a dead body, each of which has 2 of a mace's abilities to transmit tumah, but lacks the third. The first, Mali Tarvid Rekav, a ladleful of decomposed corpse dust. The second, Etzim Kasora, a bone the size of a barley cone. And the third, Gol of a Dofik, the wall and cover of a coffin. So the man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and 2 men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse as half flesh and half earth. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achbar shechetzu basar v'chetzu adama, regarding a dead mouse which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says, one who touches the flesh is tameh, but one who touches the earth remains tahor. Rabbi Yudah says, afa nogeba adama shekenegeda basar tameh, even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, this ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side. Otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him tameh. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. So here goes. The baker made Marav B'Maseh Hashem cookies. Cookies? That must be on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The baker made Marav B'Maseh Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, and air, and fire on them. Which reminds us, we keep it with marvel. Marav B'Maseh Hashem. How wondrous are your works, Hashem. Yesh chabrios gedeos b'yam, you have creatures which grow up in the sea. Yesh chabrios gedeos b'yabasha, and you have creatures which grow up on dry land. If the sea creatures were to go up on dry land, and the land creatures were to descend into the sea, they would immediately die. You have creatures which grow up in the fire, or the salamandra, and creatures which grow up in the air. If those which live in fire were to rise into the air, or those of the air were to descend into the fire, they would immediately die. So the baker made Marabu Masech Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, air, and fire on them to try and console the man whose animal had a dangling limb that became tame, tumas ochlin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ivar v'habasa ha'mudadlin bebehema, the limb and the meat which dangle from an animal, matame tumas ochlin mimkoman, transmit food tuma in their place, even while still attached, but require heksher with liquid before becoming tame. Had they been fully detached, they would be Eivar min hachai and basa min hachai, respectively. Eivar min hachai is an independent source of tuma. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that Ula holds that two half zesim of nevela on a splinter are not metame with masa? That's on daf Kufchav Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that basar porsh minachai, flesh that comes off a live animal, is not metame? That's on daf Kufchav Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the halacha is of combining two shomrim together? That's on daf Kufya tests. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that human skin is tamei midrabbanan to prevent making one's parents' skins into spreads? That's on daf Kufchav Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss the three tumors which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tumor, but lacks the third? That's on daf Kufchav Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tumah? That's on daf Kufchav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a question whether a live animal can serve as a yad for a dangling aver? That's on daf Kufchav Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that a dangling aver and basar are susceptible to tumas holchlin? That's on daf Kufchav Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that shriveled attached figs are considered detached regarding tumah, but attached regarding Shabbos? That's on daf Kufchav Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn regarding what the din of a smaller part is if you lift up the smaller part and the larger part does not come up with it but breaks away? That's on daf Kufchav Ches. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.